Ari, you're back, and I apologize 2 weeks ago for calling you old. I do.
Doesn't mean you weren't wrong.
I didn't say that. I just apologize. That was not appropriate. So,
Mike, what are some of the challenges that the Arizona Cardinals, with their new running back, will pose on Sunday?
Well, they've been throwing the ball extremely well. They're second or third in the league in yards. They're very explosive. They're one of the top three teams in creating explosive plays. Larry Fitzgerald is still playing at a Hall of Fame level. They've got speed on the outside with their other receivers, and they've got a good tight end in Gresham. So it's going to be a challenge. And then you throw in a new running back that hasn't run the ball much this season when he was in New Orleans, but he's a big, strong back, and I know that they're trying to improve their run game, and I think he'll be a big plus for them. It'll be a challenge. We're going to have to get multiple sets of pads on him.
Defense gave up a lot of yards to Brady, but he kind of held him down, keeping him out of the end zone. Were you pleased with the 19 points? Is that a target area? Where have you seen maybe improvements on the defense in that area?
I was very pleased with the performance in terms of keeping him out of the end zone, and ultimately that's the way that we're going to be judged. In terms of defensively, is how many points do we give up. We did have some leaky yardage in the run game that it was a bit concerning. We had a missed tackle that was for their longest run, 20-plus yards. And then we had coming out in the halftime, we didn't keep them on the goal line when we needed to. There were a couple of long drives where we let them out of some second down and longs. The third down efficiency was very good. Considering who you were facing, but second downs were not, okay? When I say the second downs, we had them in second and 15, second and 20, and then they turned around and got into third and 5 and third and 4 situations. And that probably, to me, was one of the most disappointing things is the way that we played that second and long.
Mike, last year's game at Arizona was still early in the year where they were kind of learning your defense, and he had some injuries. What can your guys learn the most from in terms of what went wrong and what has to be different this time?
Well, I think the first thing that we can learn is we've got to do a real good job communicating. It's something that we didn't do well at the beginning of the season, and it was very apparent going into halftime where we gave up 14 points. We had a blown assignment, a mental error, where we gave up the long touchdown pass, and really kind of snowballed from there. Knowing that, I hope that the guys will have a good memory of it in terms of that's a good football team and they can put points up at will and they can throw the ball around the yard. And we've got to do a very good job of communicating. Carson is not a guy that can beat you with his feet. When I say beat you with his feet, turn it into run plays, but he's very good when you watch him at sliding in the pocket and extending plays. And they've got those guys that can turn up field and go deep, and he's got the arm to get it there. And that's why I think they're doing such a great job in terms of creating explosive plays.
Mike, I guess the news yesterday about Adrian Peterson going to the Cardinals kind of changed up your game plan and your focus this week. I assume in the last 24 hours you spent some time looking at some tape of Peterson from this year. If you have, what have you seen of him? It hasn't been a lot of snaps, obviously, or a lot of carries, but what are you seeing of him?
Well, he's a big, strong guy that runs, he runs violently. He's a violent runner, and like I mentioned earlier, if you don't get your pads on him and don't get multiple sets and take good angles, he's gonna break tackles. He hasn't had an opportunity for one reason or another in New Orleans to get many touches, and so he's going to be fresh. And it's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to do a very good job of taking care of our gaps and not give him a crease, because if he gets through the first level and gets into the secondary, he can cause some problems. He still, I think, runs very violently, and I think he still has top-end speed.
What did you think of, the Giants game, where Hargreaves played very, very well, your secondary played very well. Last week, did Vernon keep that same level of competitiveness, or is he still a little bit up and down?
Well, I think that there were some good plays that Vern made. Vern made a nice play on a screen, showed the physicality that you want to have with your corners. We had an extended play where the receiver ran across the field. We could have helped him in that case. We should have had some underneath coverage. He was ended up getting in a trail position. Again, Vernon's in a situation where we've got a pretty darn good corner on the other side, and they're gonna stay away from throwing the ball over there. He's gonna get his opportunities, and you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some. The ones that stand out are the ones that you don't make. But he made some plays in the ball game.
Like, it seems like Vernon is playing a lot of soft coverages off the line of scrimmage. Is that by design, or is that, as some have suggested, that he's maybe just not playing with the confidence that he should?
No, I don't think it's by design in terms of what we're asking our players to do. We give our guys a little bit of flexibility in terms of where they feel comfortable. There's ranges in where we would like them, to line up. And, we don't say, hey, we want you to be right here in this, in this specific defense. We do give them because based on their skill set. Brent Grimes is going to play it a little bit different than Vernon Hargraves. And again, I think Vernon, he's had a lot of snaps last year, and I think he continues to learn. And like I said, he gets a lot of opportunities because of who we have over on the other side.
Were you pleased, Mike, with the overall pass rush, particularly from the interior? In terms of getting Brady off his spot, out of his comfort level,
I thought we did a much better job pushing the pocket in the game last week. Our inside push was very good. I still think we have some technical things that we have to improve on across the board with our pass rush, and that also includes some of the stuff that's going on in the back end. Some of the when the quarterback's ready to throw the ball, we've got to make sure that we're in phase with the receivers. But the push up the pocket, I thought, was much improved. We still have guys a long, long way to go in a number of areas.
Mike, you might get help back at safety this week, but how encouraging has it been to see how well Justin Evans has taken on the bigger role he's kind of been thrust into the last two games?
It doesn't surprise me. I said last week, I think he'll perform like our linebacker Kendall has performed, and I think he played very well for his first extended action. To have the pick early in the game, that was a huge play in the football game. Got his hand on two other balls. He's a very good football player, and he just needs reps, and he needs to see it, and I think he's going to be a guy that's going to help us in the short term and the long term. He's a guy that can play both strong and free safety, and he's getting comfortable back there. And he's probably no disrespect to any of the other guys, he's probably the most athletic safety that we have.
Speaking of Beckwith, Mike, you've been around this league a few years, old man, and I just want you to compare him to some of the other first-year linebackers you've been around in terms of what this guy's putting out every week.
Well, he's very similar. I had Darryl Smith as a rookie, and I was very fortunate to have Darryl Smith as his last year in the league. There's some similarities. He's a little bit longer than Darryl. Darryl's probably a bit stronger, but there's a lot of similarities, and there's a lot of similarities that they're both country strong guys. I mean, I don't know what his 40 time was and his bench press and all that, but he understands leverage and he bends extremely well.
Every team sort of has an identity, but defense has an identity. People look at your defenses, you're very multiple in what you do. And in a perfect way, what is the formula that you hope to have to help win games? I mean, what are you about? We saw during that streak, there was a ton of turnovers, and I know they kind of come in, like sacks that come in bunches. But what are you trying to accomplish? What works when you guys are winning and you're really humming as far as your defensive style goes?
Yeah, Rick, each week there's a different dynamic in play.
Based on your opponent.
Yes. It's based on who you're playing and who you're playing with. And there's one thing that's for certain in the NFL, you're probably not going to have the same 22 guys going against each other from both teams when you meet. So it changes, and each week you've got to try to first figure out what are their strengths. We talk about game wreckers and who we have to stop and how do we want to, you know, how do we want to stop them or in some cases slow them down. And then there's other ways that we have to say, okay, now what do we do with the guys that are on our side of the board? And so it's a, you know, it's a challenge. And sometimes to the naked eye, it doesn't look like there's anything going on different, but there's subtle changes in terms of how we're lining guys up, how we're asking them to play certain techniques. And that's the fun part of working with these guys. We've had to change things up from week to week, and you know, that's just a given in this league. And it's fun to, as a coach and as a coaching staff and the players, to get together, put together a game plan, and hopefully they go out and execute it to the, you know, to the level that we know we're capable of doing it.
I know you're going to be cautious with Quan Alexander as an organization and as a coach and all that, but if he's back on the practice field, which he sort of indicated he might be, how much of a lift will it be just to see him starting to get back into the fold?
Anytime you get your top level line players back, it's a jolt to the, you know, it's a jolt to the defense and probably a jolt to the entire team. You know, we want to have our best players out there, and you know, we've unfortunately haven't been able to have our best players out there over the last 4 or 5 weeks. But hey, we're hoping that we get as healthy as we possibly can.
The benefit of Thursday night's game is that you got kind of some days off this weekend. How much has that helped these guys that are trying to get back?
You know, for those guys, I don't really know the answer to that because each one's injury is a little bit different. Whether it's time away, they're really not doing anything, haven't done anything on the field. So I don't know that really changed anything.
Mike, one of the concerns about Justin Evans coming out of college was his tackling. Missed a lot of tackles. How's he doing in that regard? Certainly making a lot. Has he cut down on the number of misses?
He has. I think Brett has done a great job and John have done a great job in terms of working on the weakness that was a perceived weakness coming out of college. I think he had one missed tackle in the game last week, but he had a couple really solid tackles in space. He's a long, you know, he's a long player, and if he'll continue to understand how you have to take the grass when you're in the open field, and use that length, he's going to get guys on the ground more times than not.
Was his problem there more a result of him being over aggressive, or was it
absolutely accepted? He was a very aggressive player, and in open space, you've got to make sure that you've got someone that you're working with, and you're not playing it like you're the only guy on the field. And I think he's got a much better understanding of that. But been very pleased, for him to come in and have 9 tackles against the defending Super Bowl champs and probably the greatest quarterback of all time and get an interception. The guy's got to be excited about his first start in the NFL.
What adjustments, Mike, what adjustments have you noticed that Arians has made from last year without that dynamic David Johnson? I mean, he's a big part of their offense, and he's been gone this year. What's different about the Arizona offense without Johnson?
Well, they're not running the ball as efficiently thus far in the season. They're throwing the ball extremely well. You know, Bruce is going to set up those long pass attempts by the play action. And when you're not running as efficiently, it doesn't have as much bite. But with the new running back that they've got that's joining them this week, it's going to be a little bit different dynamic because you're going to have to put some resources up close to the line of scrimmage when he's in there.
You don't mind not game planning for David Johnson?
I don't mind at all. Again, I think I said it, you know, you don't worry about who's, you know, you don't worry about who's not there. You just got to worry about who is there and put your best foot forward and try to put the best plan together that you can. All right. Thank you, guys.